Welcome, episode 9, accessories for your new Apple devices. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can make you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you that in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. This week's episode will look at outfitting your new Apple devices with Apple brand accessories. We will start with Apple laptops and finish with Apple watches. I'll also give you my favorite Apple Watch complications of 2018 for all you new Apple Watch owners. This holiday season brought me the new Mac Mini. It's my first Mac Mini and I'm absolutely amazed with it. I think there are two advantages I immediately noticed. First is the amount of ports. I'll run down the list for those who may not be familiar. There's one Ethernet port, four USB-C Thunderbolt 3 ports, one HDMI 2 port, two USB-A 3.0 ports, and an audio headphone output. Clearly, I see this as an improvement in hardware design from the past few years. It has been my first Apple device in a long time where no dongles are required. Frankly, I love it, and I think you will too. The second advantage is I got my desk back. The unit is sleek and mini in every sense, and now I have more room to get my work done. So far, it has worked superbly. In the process of setting up my Mac Mini, I've had to add accessories, and many listeners who got new hardware will have to decide on monitors, keyboards, and whether to use a Magic Mouse or a Magic Trackpad. I'm going to talk about Apple accessories I've bought over the last few days. In the past, I've tried many third-party accessories and ended up, for one reason or another, coming back to Apple. So my first tip is to buy your accessory from an Apple store. The receipt will be online, and if you have any problems with it being defective, I found the Apple store to be very accommodating on exchanging it, especially when abuse is not an issue. The other reason is quality, especially for those items such as dongles and power supplies. I want connections that are reliable and power supplies that aren't going to put me at risk. For these, ensure they are genuine Apple and not a counterfeit knockoff. Buying an Apple device from a third-party retailer perhaps saves you a few dollars, but leaves you at the mercy of their return and exchange policies. Frankly, some of them aren't good. I genuinely believe that purchasing your hardware at the Apple Store does give the store management more options on service or exchanging it. So outfitting my Mac Mini brought some decisions. Let's start with the keyboard, Magic Mouse, and Magic Trackpad. This year, you'll have to decide on color, whether it be space gray or silver. The space gray is $20 more, respectively. Let your personal taste be your guide on this one. I chose the silver. Next comes the keyboard. I went with the Magic Keyboard with numeric keypad for $129, since this will primarily sit at my desk. If you plan on traveling with it, I would get the Magic Keyboard only for $99. I have tried other third-party keyboards. One of the most common annoying problems is connectivity and having to consistently reestablish it. I have heard the complaints from other users not liking the Apple keyboards, but having to go through the Bluetooth labyrinth each time is absolutely annoying. Now comes whether you want the Magic Mouse versus a Magic Trackpad. The silver Magic Mouse is $79 and Magic Trackpad is $129. In both models, the space gray again is $20 more. The space gray is pretty nice if appearance is a priority, such as a business setting. So the Magic Mouse incorporates not only a multi-touch surface that allows users to easily scroll, zoom, and navigate their Mac, but also acts as a pointing device with laser point accuracy. A disadvantage of the mouse is the lack of multi-touch gestures you can use on it. The device doesn't support any of the Magic Trackpad's 3 or 4 finger gestures. These gestures are great shortcuts. On the other hand, if you have multiple users on your Mac, more than likely not all of the users will be familiar with the trackpad nor the gestures. In this case, the Magic Mouse may be better suited. So here's what I would recommend. If you want a traditional mouse moving experience and you have the space on your table, go with the Magic Mouse 2. If you don't have as much space or you want to have a MacBook style experience, go with the Magic Trackpad 2. For the monitor, my experience over the past years has been the LG UltraFine 4K display. If you want the ultimate resolution, the 5K display is your choice. That is $1,299. If your requirements aren't so demanding, the LG UltraFine display 4K is $699. The choice here is clearly dependent on your needs. In either case, setup is a breeze and the USB-C connection provides a quick, reliable setup. The 4K has worked fine for me. Let's move on to iPhone cases for the newest models of the iPhone. I believe Apple is nearing the release of a battery iPhone case. I'm basing this on what other tech journalists have discovered and reported, not any official Apple release. So if you've got a new phone for the holidays, I would more than likely wait a little while to see if this speculation has any truth to it. Apple battery cases in the past have been great, and they are especially valuable to us Apple enthusiasts and those who venture away from power sources for a while. You can bet I'll cover this indeed if it does happen. Since I am talking about iPhones, there is a really good book for every level of iPhone user that just came out discussing iOS 12. However, before I go any further, I want to make this crystal clear. I paid for the book like everyone else. I don't receive any commission or payment for advertising on the products I discuss on this podcast. The book is 101 Handy Tech Tips for the iPhone by tech reporter Rich DeMuro. I found this book very good for the novice and the enthusiast. This book will help you unlock the full potential of your new iPhone. It has the latest additions to the software, including screen time, Group FaceTime, Memoji, and Do Not Disturb Before Bedtime, Siri shortcuts, and much, much more. There is 101 tips, so most people will learn quite a bit. Now comes to Apple Watches. Whatever version you got, congratulations, especially if this is your first Apple Watch. One word of advice on Apple Watch bands. I have tried many and virtually all to my disappointment. Occasionally, I'll venture out and try a new band based on a recommendation from a magazine or a podcast. I know I'll take some flack for this, but dozens have come and gone. One manufacturer who made a truly great band won't now fit in the mounts for my Apple Watch version 4. I am extremely disappointed. So hate to say it, I'm about 0 for 20. Apple makes a lot of bands, and yes, they do cost more, but you will understand why later. For those who got new Apple Watches or those who are enthusiasts, I'll give you some of my top developer-released complications for the Apple Watch. I would say half of the complications on my Apple Watch 4 infograph are Apple complications, and the others are from developers. And if you haven't listened to episode 1, I would encourage you to do so. I've got watch faces for different activities in my life. These aren't in any specific order, they're just the complications I have used the most and can recommend for installing on your new iPhone. I'll put the artwork for the applications in my show notes to help you find them in the Apple App Store. Number 1 is the Dark Sky Weather application. It is the most accurate source of hyper-local weather information. Literally, it will tell me whether it will be raining or snowing in 20 minutes, and sure enough, it happens. Number 2 is Carrot Weather, another great weather application with similar accuracy. This application has an interactive element which delivers weather with an attitude. Number 3 is Just Press Record. It's a mobile audio recorder on your wrist, and with one tap, you are recording. It transcribes and has iCloud syncing across your devices. Number four is medical ID record. It's a useful reference in an emergency to where it's visible to any provider who looks at your wrist. And as a former emergency medical technician, that is a mandatory item when you get certified. I use it most often when visiting the doctor, and you have to fill out your health history on those forms. Number five is cardiogram for Apple Watch. Your Apple Watch measures your heart rate every 5 minutes. Cardiogram for Apple Watch tells you what that data means. It helps you understand health, sleep, stress, and fitness. In the spirit of keeping the episode to about 10 minutes, I'll highlight some more complications in a future episode, and I'll be talking about new facets of the Apple Watch. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at @minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts. I hope you have a great new year, and we will see you soon.